I have to say, the recent collapse of the Edge cryptocurrency token really shook things up. We're talking a drop of over 40% in just a few hours. And honestly, it's shifted the whole conversation away from short-term price action straight into the underlying structural vulnerabilities we've been watching.
It's a tough situation, but a necessary conversation. While the project team, EdgeX, initially pointed the finger at external manipulation, prominent crypto researcher Zach XBT really challenged that narrative by exposing some critical flaws right in the token's distribution model.
And that's where it gets really interesting. His analysis really boils down to two interconnected issues: an extremely low circulating float and heavily concentrated insider control.
Exactly. When you have a low circulating float, it means only a tiny fraction of the total token supply is actually available for public trading, which creates a highly fragile market environment.
Right, and that fragility is a real double-edged sword. Minimal selling pressure can trigger severe price drops overnight, while at the same time, it allows just a handful of large holders to artificially inflate the price with surprisingly little capital.
And to make matters worse, you compound that structural weakness with a complete lack of transparent vesting schedules or lockup agreements for the founders, team, and early investors.
That's the real heartbreaker for everyday folks. When insiders hold onto the majority of the supply without any restrictions, they wield disproportionate market power, leaving retail investors completely exposed to sudden, unmitigated sell-offs.
So the Edge incident really drives home a critical takeaway for the entire space. Price charts alone are just not enough to evaluate a project's true viability.
Absolutely. If we want sustainable digital assets, we genuinely need transparent tokenomics, equitable distribution models, and actual structural safeguards that prevent any single entity from dominating the supply.
Moving forward, investors really need to shift their focus. Prioritize on-chain distribution data, track insider holding patterns, and scrutinize vesting mechanisms. It's the only way to avoid falling for projects built on inherently fragile foundations.